The American Legion was chartered by Congress in 1919 as a patriotic veteran service organization. Founded by a group of World War I veterans, the American Legion today counts more than 2 million members and 13,000 posts worldwide. In honor of the centennial, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich traveled to Siloam Springs to visit the American Legion Post 29.
American Legion Post 29, a massive limestone structure, stands on a pretty woodland parcel in downtown Siloam Springs along Sager Creek, surging with water this hot summer day. Inside the post is J.W. Smith, adjutant, a military term for administrator.
This building was constructed in 1934. This post was built as a community building by the American Legion using WPA and Legion labor on city property as a community building, with the understanding that the basement constructed in this building in 1934 would belong to the American Legion to use for as long as they should desire, and the building is maintained by the city.
Smith, a native of Rosebud, Texas, who's retired, served for 20 years on 10 different bases in the U.S. Air Force during the Cold War.
I started off as a missile electrician on the old Atlas program. That was phased out in the mid-60s. I cross-trained over into aircraft maintenance control, which I continued until the last year in the Air Force. And then I was the first sergeant of the Missile Security Squadron. So I began with missiles and ended with missiles.
He and his spouse, Carol, moved to Siloam Springs in 2005 and were invited to join the American Legion Post 29. By 2010, Smith became commander, and in 2016 became state commander. This year, the American Legion is celebrating its centennial founding.
Yes, the American Legion started actually in March of 1919 in Paris, France. And then when they got back to the U.S., they had the first caucus in St. Louis. And then the Arkansas was chartered in 1919. And at that time, in 1919, that year, they chartered 100 posts in Arkansas. About 42 of them have survived, this being one of them. The very first post, post number one, was actually Monticello.
Smith says the Siloam Springs post, which counts 188 members from a 15-mile radius, along with posts across the nation, are celebrating a centennial year.
Some of our local community folks here, and many post members, we had a big birthday cake, and we sang happy birthday to ourselves, and as did Eureka Springs at Post 9 when I was over there.
106 Legion huts and community buildings were built in Arkansas beginning in 1933 through the Civil Works Administration New Deal program. The American Legion supports four pillars: Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, National Security, Americanism, and Children and Youth. Post 29 supports the local Boy Scouts as well as sponsors youth for Arkansas Boy State and Girl State. Boy State and Girl State are summer leadership and citizenship programs sponsored by the American Legion and the American Legion Auxiliary.
Our Boy State, our Girl State graduates, it really makes a difference in the child's life. And that's for high school juniors, junior classmen, and it's for a week, an intense study on how our American system works.
Siloam Post 29 hosts annual Memorial Day ceremonies and Veterans Day parades. Legionnaires also visit schools to teach American flag etiquette and post honor guards at veterans' funerals.
This honor guard provides funeral honors in conjunction with the services. A rifle squad, a firing squad. We play taps. If the military services are not available, we will fold the flag and present it to the next of kin. We also, during Memorial Day, put flags on the graves. And this post has a Christmas honors program that we put wreaths on the veterans' graves at the local cemetery. So quite involved with that.
Members of Post 29 Color Guards present at patriotic functions as well. Siloam Post 29 formally meets 10 months of the year, the first Monday at 7 p.m.
We meet every Saturday with coffee with the commander down here, and all that is just a social gathering, and we talk about anything you want to joke about or talk about, except we refuse to talk about religion or politics. That is forbidden during Coffee with the Commander. This is an apolitical organization. We encourage folks to go out and vote, but we will not and cannot endorse any particular party. But we will support their rights to come in and give their thoughts and ideas to our members and let our members make individual decisions.
Siloam American Legion, supported by dues and fundraisers, including an annual carnival, silent auction, pancake breakfasts, and spaghetti dinners, first and foremost, Smith says, exists to serve veterans.
If there's a veteran or a veteran's family or a descendant of a veteran needs help, we are here to help all we can. Now, keep in mind, we are here to give them a hand up, not a handout.
Smith says the majority of American Legions in Arkansas and places like Green Forest, Hot Springs, Texarkana, Fayetteville, and Little Rock continue to formally function to serve veterans, their families, and local communities. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.